Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Anne Stone. More carnage on our regional roads, this time in Western Victoria. Four women died at the scene after their car lost control and hit a tree near Hamilton this morning. A fifth person in the car, a teenage girl, was critically injured. She was airlifted to the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. A third boy is now assisting police as they investigate that massive fire in Sydney CBD. The 12-year-old came forward this morning. Two 13-year-olds were questioned and later released on Friday. No charges have been laid at this stage. Meantime, demolition crews are assessing the historic building in Surry Hills while an exclusion zone remains in place. More than 6,000 Aussies have been helped to own a home through the federal government's regional first home buyer guarantee that was set up in October. Couples make up the largest category of new homeowners in the 12 months since the election, followed by single women. A major new study into fruity-flavoured vapes sold over the counter has uncovered some scary findings. Lab tests reveal a cocktail of chemicals, including arsenic, formaldehyde and nicotine, which is illegal. Well, brace yourselves. Those chilly temps are sticking around for at least the rest of the weekend. Maximum temps tomorrow morning are expected to be 2 to 8 degrees below the May average for most of the country.
Those cooler temperatures are forecast to continue until Monday for southern WA, where the winds will shift more northerly and they'll start to warm up. And then that warmer air will extend across southern parts of the country until Thursday.
And that's the Weather Bureau's Sarah Scully. And in the US, a hungry black bear barged into a bakery garage in Connecticut and helped itself to 60 cupcakes, giving several employees a scare before strolling away. Fremantle held on for a thrilling 7-point win over Melbourne at the MCG. It's the Dockers' fourth straight win and sees them jump into the top eight for the first time this season. While Hawthorn came from behind to snatch a 10-point win over the Saints at Marvel Stadium, the Hawks kicking the last five goals to storm home for their second win on the trot. And Aussie bowler Sean Abbott has hit the fastest ever 100 in the English T20, coming from just 34 balls. That's equaled the record set by the late, great Andrew Symonds 19 years ago. And Aussie captain Meg Lanning has been ruled out of the women's Ashes due to medical issues in a major blow for the team's defence of the urn.